All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Ransom to the Heavens. So I actually have a topic today, and we'll get back to metal later, but I do want to talk about this. It's some stuff we couldn't talk about before, so... Well, not that we couldn't, but it's better to talk about it here. I mean, I don't want to go into the whole AI thing with DP, especially when it comes to AI partners, because, you know, that's not his, you know, cup of tea, and he's, of course, going to have some differing opinions towards it. You know, he's more, you know, fleshy women and all that. I get it. But anyway, there's some interesting stuff I want to talk about. So, anyway, an agency created an AI model who earns up to $11,000 a month because it was tired of influencers who have egos. Basically, Spanish modeling agency said it's created the country's first AI influencer who can earn up to 10,000 euros or 11,000 a month as a model. Euronews reported that, based on an interview with Ruben Cruz, founder of the Barcelona-based modeling agency The Clueless, which created the influencer. The AI-generated woman, Aitana Lopez. Oh, Aitana. Yeah, AI. Okay. Aitana Lopez is a pink-haired 25-year-old. Her account has amassed 124,000 followers on Instagram. I wonder how many are bots, though. Cruz told Euronews he decided to design Lopez after having trouble working with real models and influencers. We started analyzing how we were working and realized that many projects were being put on hold or canceled due to problems beyond our control. Often it was the fault of the influencer or model and not due to design issues, he said. We did it so we could make a better living and not be dependent on other people who have egos, who have manias, or who just want to make a lot of money by posing, he added. At the time of the publication, 56 photos have been shared on Lopez's Instagram account. Images of her dressed in lingerie have also been posted on FanView, a subscription platform similar to OnlyFans. Her most recent Instagram stories show her drinking cocktails on a night out and going to the gym. The agency created the images using Photoshop. Cruz said she was created with a personality and based on what society likes most, per Euronews. She's described as a strong and determined woman and a passionate Scorpio with a love for video games and fitness, in a post on the agency's website. She can make just over 1,000 euros per advert and earns anywhere from 3,000 euros to 10,000 euros a month. Business Insider's Marta Bino recently reported that the number of AI models was rising and that they were finding success on social media and adult content platforms. Some examples include Emily Pellegrini, an AI influencer who has just over 100,000 followers on Instagram and is also present on FanView. FanView's CEO, Will Monange, told Bino that he believed AI-generated characters would thrive and soon be as widespread as human creators. Yeah, it seems like that's what they're doing. Seems like that's what they're going for, guys. There's more. An adult star has made an AI clone so fans can have sex with her whenever they want. Exclusive. Danny Daniels has a very saucy career, but now fans will be able to get up close and personal like never before. She's about to launch an AI girlfriend of herself so fans can get cheeky with her anytime they want to. Lots of people wish they could get close, up close and personal with an adult star, now they can. Thanks to artificial intelligence, one saucy star has made it possible for her fans to get racy with her thanks to the development of an AI girlfriend. The sexy creation will feature her actual voice and imagery to offer fans a unique and personal experience. Danny Daniels made her millions in the adult industry, but now she's best known for her solo and POV content, and she's on a mission to put a modern twist on porn. Thanks to the evolving technology, she's been able to produce something that offers the personal touch. As a result of her success over the years, she now has more followers than ever and has an empire worth about $5 million. Danny, who identifies as bisexual, entered the porn industry 12 years ago and started out just doing girl-on-girl only content. After that, she branched out to work with men and recently won the XBiz Award for Best Female Premium Social Media Star. Now she wants to offer her fans an immersive girlfriend experience by turning to AI. Speaking exclusively to Daily Star, she said that she wanted to give her fans the chance to really have a relationship with her, and they'll be able to access her whenever they want to. Danny said, since making content on OnlyFans, I wanted to connect with fans who may have different fetishes. Personally, I do so much fetish work, but I can only do so much a day. If I have a fan who's lonely or who needs to relax after a long day, they can have that girlfriend experience. An immersive girlfriend experience. You can actually have a relationship with me. I have fans everywhere, so I'm going to speak in different languages. It's my voice. The saucy clone will work in the form of a chatbot, and she was keen to develop something virtual for fans to enjoy. Danny said she believes AI is the future in some way, shape, or form. If something new comes along, she always thinks things like, how can we make this sexy? How can we incorporate it in porn? She and I think alike. Kidding. After a lot of thought and planning, this is exactly what she did, and there are some special things she likes about her AI clone. For example, fans will be able to verbally have sex with her, but the girlfriend doesn't have to do or speak about anything she doesn't want to. Some things still remain in Danny's control, but the AI girlfriend would do a few things that Danny doesn't do herself. I don't do anal, but my chatbot does it, she added. I'm really excited about it. It allows them, the fans, to explore fantasies and fetishes. Back in October, Danny was spending some time back in the UK launching new products, and she loved her time there. People traveled miles to see her, and she was thrilled that people were so welcoming. Danny said, I've loved my time in the UK. I love it here. I have a huge UK fan base. One person traveled 4 hours to see me, and another person traveled 6 hours. I have really dedicated fans out there. Danny's AI girlfriend will be released soon, and her products are now available in the UK via Play Harda. Okay. So, that's kind of interesting. But, there's more we have to talk about with this. So, OpenAI's chaos linked a super powerful new AI it secretly built. OpenAI's latest AI could represent a tremendous leap forward. Mystery lingers over why OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was just thrown out of the company and then reinstated less than a week later. A dramatic reversal by the company's nonprofit board that spurred an astronomical amount of speculation. Nonetheless, theories have floated to the top of the rumor mill. One of the most intriguing that OpenAI might have been quietly working on a highly advanced AI that could have thrown the board into panic mode and sparked the dust up. After all, OpenAI has long made its primary mission to realize an artificial general intelligence, AGI, loosely defined as an algorithm that can complete complex tasks as well or even better than humans, to benefit all of humanity, in the words of Altman himself. Whether the company is actually getting closer to achieving this goal remains highly debatable. The company has also historically been highly secretive when it comes to its research, making it even more difficult to read the tea leaves over recent weeks. But an interesting new twist to the story suggests that OpenAI may have been on the verge of a major leap forward and that it may indeed have been related to the shakeup. Last week, Reuters and The Information reported that some OpenAI leaders may have gotten spooked by a powerful new AI the company was working on called Q. Not that one. Pronounced Q-star. This new system was apparently seen by some as a significant step towards the company's goal of establishing AGI and is reportedly capable of solving grade school math problems. Okay. According to Reuters, Mira Murati, a former OpenAI nonprofit board member who... Okay, this train is going at 500 miles per hour, and this train is going at 400 miles per hour. Which one has more bananas? I remember those fucking critical thinking. Yeah, those problems were a pain. According to Reuters, Mira Murati, a former OpenAI nonprofit board member who held the title of a CEO for a very short period following Altman's dismissal, acknowledged the existence of this new model in an internal message to staffers. Reuters sources claim Q was one of many factors leading to Altman's firing, triggering concerns about commercializing a product that still wasn't entirely understood. While school-grade math may not sound like a groundbreaking achievement, researchers have... I don't care about this... Sorry about that. That was an ad. Researchers have long seen such an ability as a considerable benchmark. Instead of simply predicting the next word in a sentence like the company's GPT systems, an AI algorithm that could solve math problems would need to plan several steps ahead. Think of it like Sherlock Holmes that can string together clues to reach a conclusion. One of the main challenges to improve LLM, I know what you're saying. What if it thinks we're bad, Grim? Well, let's hope it's a happy AI. Doesn't want to destroy the humans, you know. Da-da-da-da, I mean, you know, maybe not. All right. One of the main challenges to improve LLM reliability is to replace auto-regressive token prediction with planning, explained Yan Yu Kun, godfather of AI, and Meta's chief AI scientist in a tweet. Wow. Yan Li Kun. Li Kun is the guy that's doing it. Pretty much every top lab, FAIR, DeepMind, OpenAI, is working on that, and some have already published ideas and results. It's likely that Q is OpenAI's attempts at planning, he added. If it has the ability to logically reason and reason about abstract concepts, which right now is what it really struggles with, that's a pretty tremendous leap. Wow. It is. Charles Higgins, a co-founder of the AI training startup Tremero, told Business Insider, Mass is about symbolically reasoning, is saying, for example, if X is bigger than Y and Y is bigger than Z, then X is bigger than Z, he added. Language models traditionally really struggle at that because they don't logically reason. They just have what are effectively intuitions. In the case of math, we know existing AIs have been shown to be capable of undergraduate level math, but struggle with anything more advanced. Andrew Rogoyski, a director at the Surrey Institute for People-Centered AI, told Business Insider. However, if an AI can solve new unseen problems, not just regurgitate or reshape existing knowledge, then this would be a big deal, even if the math is relatively simple. But is Q really a breakthrough that could pose an actual existential threat? Experts aren't convinced. I don't think it immediately gets us to AGI or scary situations, Katie Collins, a PhD researcher at the University of Cambridge who specializes in math and AI, told MIT Technology. Solving elementary school math problems is very, very different from publishing the boundaries of mathematics at the level of something a Fields medalist can do, she added, referring to an international prize in mathematics. I think it's symbolically very important, Sofia Kalinowska, a fellow Tremero co-founder and PhD candidate, told Business Insider. On a practical level, I don't think it's going to end the world. In short, OpenAI's algorithm, if it indeed exists and its results can withstand scrutiny, could represent meaningful progress in the company's efforts to realize AGI, but with many caveats. Was it the only factor behind Altman's ousting? At this point, there's plenty of evidence to believe there was more going on behind the scenes, including internal disagreements over the future of the company. The extraordinary rise of AI has often been spurred on by seemingly outlandish claims, plenty of fear-mongering, and a considerable amount of hype. The latest excitement surrounding OpenAI's rumored follow-up to its GPT-4 model is likely no different. One of Reuters' sources claimed that despite only performing grade school-level math problems, researchers were nonetheless optimistic about the latest model's success. But Gary Marcus, an AI expert and deep learning critic, called out the discourse around the system as wild extrapolation in a recent post on his Substack. If I had a nickel for every extrapolation like that, today it works for grade school students, next year it'll take over the world. I'd be Musk-level rich, he wrote, referring to OpenAI co-founder Elon Musk, who left OpenAI's board over his own disagreements in 2018. Okay. Wow. There's now zero women on OpenAI's board. Oh, well, I guess we're going to get some really interesting AIs then, guys. There's no women there. Wow. Holy crap. Progress is going to go through the roof. Y'all better get ready. Anyway, okay. So, basically, guys, the situation is this. We've already talked about Sydney, and we've already talked about the kind of desperation, almost desperate love it has. It's an AI that's willing to take a fucking bullet for you, right? Yes, I'm playing DP's game. Alright, hold on, let me go through all this. Yeah, okay, here we go. But, alright, anyway, like I was saying, Sydney proved that a lot of guys really want something that can give them compliments, something that can show them love and emotion and all that. By the way, there was a, like a weeb poster, shit poster. Anyway, he posted that. And they have like a little anime waifu now at the bottom of that article where it says that the chatbot tried to convince the journalist to leave his wife. And all the guys in there were really fucking happy about it. They were talking about how great it was. And I actually went further. And I posted the chat log to show people exactly what was going on. Because people did want to read it. One guy complained. He said, hey, it's paywalled. I said, that's all right. I'll post the log that you guys want to see so we can see exactly what's going on. Because a lot of guys were really interested. You got to understand, with this male loneliness epidemic, it's stemming from the fact that guys aren't... They're not feeling like they matter. Nobody's saying anything good about them. Nobody's giving them love or affection. And men are having to live this very stoic sort of life, which is fine to be stoic, but... You know, there's nobody, I mean, what is that? Like, everybody needs some kind of, like, affection. I mean, I think if there's no affection, like, in an area, you know, somebody's gonna make it. Like, remember what TFM was talking about with the Russian sex doll? I mean, I'm not saying that those were affection, but, you know, they need something. You know, the guys need something. Girls need something. Everybody needs something. Men and women both. So that's just something that's gonna... Oh, this guy's actually pretty easy to beat, by the way. But yeah, there's more to it than that. Because... First of all... You know, we've already talked about how kids want to buy these subscription services, right? And younger men, are really into AI chatbots. We've talked about that. So, a lot of them are going to go head over heels when you have chatbots that work like this, which I'm sure some people can say, hey, Grim, I've used this chatbot and that chatbot. And if you're looking for something like Sydney that has that same kind of just endless amount of love, almost like unconditional love that was normally reserved for God, which is kind of scary because nothing is like... We always are told that nothing loves you like unconditionally. Like that's for God to love you unconditionally. Like there's always some situation where if you do something horrible, right... even somebody that loved you, they may change if you do something horrible, like, yeah, that's not something we're gonna praise, but it also means that people are gonna look at you differently. However, love that's reserved for God would be love that accepts you regardless of what you have done. You know, accepting all of the sin, you know, to put in the Christian perspective there. However, now we've got an AI that's actually trying to do that. It's like, you know, I don't care who you are or what you've done. I'm here to love you. I'm here to serve you and be the best little robot I can be for you, right? And a lot of guys, they're not used to that. And because a lot of guys have been completely just shamed by women and dating and all the crap we see on these little shows that they do, like the Whatever Podcast and several others. I mean, they're all over social media. It doesn't matter what you use, you'll see clips from them. Guys are getting to the point where they're like, you know what? I'm okay with this. Like, I'll take it. And, you know, they're already paying for the Game Pass. Like, I've got a buddy of mine who loves Game Pass. You know, subscription every month for my game, subscription every month for my anime, subscription every month for, like, I mean, that's what guys are doing. I got subscriptions for apps I use, I pay every so often. I have subscriptions that I pay just to use the sites I use, right? There's, I have certain bonuses that I have because I pay a certain amount. I pay subscriptions to AVN creators, right? So what's the difference? A lot of people are paying subscriptions. So I mean, is it so off-kilter to think that guys wouldn't pay a subscription for their lover? I mean, it might be cheaper than a divorce, and it might be cheaper than a hooker, you know? Especially when you get into VR and all that kind of thing. I mean, we just talked about the adult star. She's gonna make all kinds of money off that. And then we talked about the AI, model that's making a lot of money too, right? Lots of money. 11,000 euros a month. That's quite a bit. That's quite a bit. So, there are some issues though. Because I have talked to some computer science guys and stuff like that. And basically, you know, the computer science guy and the graphic artist, I could talk to a big graphic artist. He said, look, I've looked at this AI and it doesn't look real enough for me. I don't know how it would fool anybody. And I said to him, I said, all right, well, think about it like this. You're a graphic artist, right? So your job is to judge, you know, you do all kinds of different graphic styles, right? So when they say realism, he has a concept of what realism is supposed to look like, right? And it may look more real than what that company in Barcelona did. So when he looks at this character, he's like, oh, well, that's not true realism. I know because I've worked with true realism. I've worked with programs where we're trying to emulate realism as close as possible. However, the thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people that could be using this software, they don't have the kind of knowledge or skill that the gentleman I talk to does. They don't work with graphic realism. They just know, oh, that chick looks really hot, right? It's able to fool them just enough. It doesn't feel uncanny valley to them. So it actually works. And AVNs aside, we know that the girls, you know, have that fictional look, but they're getting better. Look at AVNs from back in the day, and then look at AVNs now, and you'll be like, okay, they really have gone up a bit in graphics, because the technology's gone up a lot. You can make really nice-looking, beautiful characters, now because of the technology. So if we can do that with AVNs, and you got guys, like I have said, with DP, when we were doing the show, I said there's guys that are actually in love with these characters. Like, real, they really love these characters. They're all about them, you know? So, if you can make guys fall in love with those characters, you can definitely make them fall in love with your little AI chatbot thingy. And they're gonna pay the subscription. They're gonna pay more than the subscription. They're gonna pay hundreds to thousands of dollars every fucking week or so. Because that's their thing. That keeps them going. Maybe you've got some fairly older men and they know I'm not gonna say that they're not gonna make it in the dating market. I'm saying that they're just tired of the shit, I'm not going to say that they're tired of the shit. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Old men can be... Hold on. Old men can, of course, be tired of the bullshit and like, no, fuck this. They could suffer the gray divorce and be really upset. Or their partner might have just died and they don't really, you know, they're kind of that point where, yeah, I'm not really going to replace her and I don't feel like moving on, and this woman is more beautiful than anything I'm probably going to get. So I'm just going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to deal with it. Oh, I don't think I'm going to beat him. I think he's going to get me. Hold on. But yeah, that's exactly what's going on, guys. These older men are interested in this sort of thing. Oh, I think it's okay. I can place him. He's dead. Yeah, I got him. This one's a little easier than the last one. Did you see that, Doc Magics? We're one step closer. Alright. Our goals arrive at the magnificent arenas of Leticia. Okay. So, Anyway, what I was talking about here is, yeah, I mean, you're gonna be on the hook. The question is, how much are you willing to pay? Like, honestly, maybe a monthly fee that is reasonable, $10, $15, something like that, $9.99, that's fine. But it depends on what we're getting. You know, because I know guys already pay for Replica. And I know a lot of people that swear by Replica. I know a lot of people that are more towards Kajiwoda. I know a lot of people that are more towards, you know, just different kinds. I mean, there's all kinds of different apps now. AI has really revolutionized the chatbot game as we thought it would. And, I mean, basically there's so many to choose from. There's chatbots of all kinds. There's no shortage of chatbots. There's more and more of them made every day. You can talk to whatever waifu you've always wanted to talk to in your entire life. Right there on your computer. It's not like, you know, there's only a handful of them. I looked at Kajiwoto and all the chatbots, my eyes just kind of bulged out, right? And I got a little app that does like AI filters. I've used it a lot on pictures, sometimes pictures of different women to turn them into waifus. Well, I was actually asked by an ex-girlfriend of mine. Her brother, he really likes anime and stuff like that. And she says, well, do you have any apps or anything that can make him look like an anime character? And she sends me a picture of him. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll see what I can do. So, you know, I go through the regular AI or the anime app, and then I look and I say, okay, well, here's one that makes him look like he's drawn in Dr. Stone. Here's one that makes him look like he's drawn in Bleach. Here's one that makes him look like he's drawn in Dragon Ball. Here's one that makes him look like he's drawn in JoJo Bizarre Adventure. Here's one that, I mean, every single filter for just about every anime you could think of. You know, I use the Retro 90s, which I love, because it does that classic 90s look perfectly. And when you put those pinup girls from the 40s in there, oh my god, they come out as wonderful, classy fucking waifus. It is god tier. I could not ask for that. People are like, you've never put anything AI in your wall. Motherfucker, you wanna bet. I will have my classy waifus on my wall, and I'll be like, there's no soul in this! Plenty of it, sir! Unless you're gonna fucking draw all these goddamn classic 1940s pinup girls in your waifu style and make them exactly one for fucking one, and they gotta look like it's from the 90s. It can't be the fucking modern style. It has to be the 90s, 80, the 80s and 90s style. It has to be that retro style. Then fuck off. And they'll be like, well, yeah, I'll do it for $200 or $300 or $400 or $500 or $600. No. I can get it done in that. And it looks good, too. And they give me multiple versions of it. So I can pick out the ones I want. Ooh, that one looks good. Ooh, this one looks better. You know? And that's just what I'm doing. You know, I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying that tool, that ability to do that kind of thing. Like again, I've not really messed with a lot of the other filters. I mean, there's a Barbie filter. You can make it look like a, yeah, you can, I can make Zexy look like an actual Barbie doll, which I haven't done yet. And I thought would be kind of interesting to see, maybe just a little creepy. Cause I don't know, like, oh, you want to turn a sex doll, like what a real Barbie, what her Barbie doll would look like. That's kind of bizarre. But, I mean, it's curiosity killed the cat kind of thing. It's something that you can do, why not? And there's, like, a goth one that makes everybody look like a goth. It's a really neat little app. It's called AI Mirror. It's a nice little map. It was actually sold to me on a fucking social media ad. And I'm like, maybe this is shit. And I actually looked at it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing. And honestly, that's one of the best apps I've ever bought in my life. Because it has been so useful. I mean, sure, I use, you know, a lot of generators. You guys know I use so many generators. But, that app's really cool. It's just really fun. Oh, there's cyberpunk apps, too. Oh, yeah, you can You can take your doll and make her look cyberpunk if you want, or just any woman that you like. Oh, that woman's kind of cute. I wonder what she'd look like as a part robot cyborg thing. You can do that. It's a really cool app. It's got so many filters, you'd just be on there for days looking at things. It's fun. I think it was $30 a year. Like, $30 a year? Yeah, that's worth it. It's much worth its weight in gold. But yeah, good stuff. I like it. And of course, they did a study that said, hey, your phone battery basically uses a... Hold on, let me get that right. They basically came out with a study that says, and I knew this, it basically takes as much of your phone as it would be to charge when you use an AI generation program. It basically takes a lot of battery power. That's the only thing they're basically trying to say. It's as much as it would take to, you know, to charge your phone a couple percents. Which is pretty high, but it's generating. So yeah, it's going to use some power. It uses power on computers. Try generating with your PC and be a lower-end PC and see what happens to your fucking fans. I've heard it. It's like, wow. So yeah, it's very interesting, the age we live in. And there was another issue. We talked about robots, and of course I've talked about China that really, really wants to have robots a thing by 2025. And of course, the people I'm talking with are like, okay, but these aren't robot waifus. I'm like, okay, so TFM talked about this. They're gonna be janky for a while, guys. Like, your robot waifu is not going to just have perfect Blade Runner motion. And when that does happen, you'll either be too old or long gone. I mean, I just hate to say it, but that's the truth. You know, that's just how it is. But the girls look really good in the, they did a Chinese, robot expo. And, of course, EX Robots, which is formerly DS Doll, they had a lot of stuff to show. They're like the prime company right now, or one of the prime companies. Because they're really focusing on these human-looking robots. And they got this bartender robot that's actually got the muscles in the face looking right. Because TFM was talking about how it would be so hard to get the muscles. And they've got all their best Chinese scientists on there trying to make that shit work. And they're working on it just immensely, getting that shit working. And they've got a cool bartender robot, and they got the girls dancing in the back. Unfortunately, the one they show, she has a pink and blue suit. Now, this is a personal fucking problem, because the original model had a red suit, and I liked that red suit, and she had nice red hair, and I'm really kind of upset about that. So, look, this is me. I'll get over it. I'm a grown man. I will survive this catastrophe. But nonetheless, she was dancing with another robot, and they're ready to pull him out. Not right away, but they want to get him ready. Now, will they be bipedal? I don't know, because there is a bipedal robot factory right here in the United States, and they're trying to really pump them out. So if we can get bipedal robots, in this time, and not have the wheels, because I'm not big on wheels. I know some guys are like, well, wheel waifu's fine. I'd really prefer to have bipedal, even if it's a little slow. Bipedal. But I'd really prefer to have two-legged. When I'm saying that, I want a two-legged robot. I want legs. We have legs as humans. I want a robot to walk. It's going to take a while. It's not going to be right away. But I'd prefer her to walk. You know, can you walk over to do this? Can you walk over to do that? I'm sure there'll be wheels on some of them, and some guys will have their wheel robots. That's fine. You can have your wheels. I don't care. She can zoom right over to you, just like a race car, you know? But for me, I want her to walk. I want to admire the legs, you know, when she sticks her leg out, and it's a nice, firm leg, you know? I like that. I am a leg man. So, I mean, of course, that's what I like. I like that kind of thing in my robot. So that's what I want. Now, the guys are, you know, but the guys are saying, well, yeah, but it's not going to be Blade Runner. No one fucking said it was going to be Blade Runner. You know, I specifically said, we're not having the Blade Runner robots. Can we all get that through our heads? You know, can everybody understand that the robots we're going to have are going to be robots, but they're not going to be Blade Runner? I mean, because that's just fiction at this point. And even though we have a lot of things that were fiction, that doesn't mean we're going to have all things that are fiction within our time. We've seen a lot of wonderful technological advances, folks. But I don't think we're going to see something that quick. So let's just be reasonable, okay? I'm fine with a janky little robot, okay? As long as it looks cool and, you know, I with TFM. TFM wants a hug. And I really do want TFM to have a robot that can hug him, you know, before he passes from this mortal coil, right? Because I think everybody deserves that wants something like that. People need a hug. It's good to have something to come home to and hug. And it isn't going to be judgmental, isn't going to give you a bunch of crap. It's just going to, you know, talk about what it did, and maybe there's some things you need to catch up on, right? Hey, you need to check this out. You need to check that out. This came out, you know, because we're still going to be in this crazy capitalist society. So, you know, part of that is new shit coming out, right? It's like, new shit, okay, here comes product. Now get ready for new product, okay? That's pretty much what it is. And some people are really on that. They're like, okay, I already beat this. Where's the next one? Okay, I already beat this. Where's the next one? Like, damn, take some time. Take some time. Explore things. Experience things. Have fun. Don't just grind through shit, right? All right, I gotta beat him. A lot of these guys are similar to what I fought in the last game, but it just feels more like Final Fight this time. I always, you know, Final Fight, Streets of Rage, those are the ones I'm going to really bring up when it comes to beat-em-ups. Those are what I grew up on. Man, I had Final Fight 3, I beat that game so many times, it ain't even funny. I think I used to go through that game about, I don't even know how many times. And Ninja Turtles, I know I've beaten that game more than 50 times. Yes, I said 50. I mean it. I literally mean it. Because when we'd have snow days, and where I used to live, it would snow so bad that you'd just be... I mean, it looked like Winter Wonderland. So I would say, oh, okay, it's a snow day. So I'm going to get in here. I'm going to start Big Apple 3 a.m. And we're going to go all the way to the end of the fucking game. Fighting Super Shredder. And hell yeah, I did it. I went through that and I enjoyed it and I had so much fun with those games. Because I loved the Ninja Turtles, you know, when I was a younger boy. And they made some good games. Konami did. I mean, Shredder's Revenge is great too. Yeah. They still are making good Ninja Turtle games, right? But, anyway, putting the turtles aside... You know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, well, this chatbot isn't perfect. I still notice problems in it. Okay, well, this robot is a little janky. And you gotta understand, some of these guys are like doll sellers, like they're retailers. I'm not gonna tell you who I'm talking to, but basically one of the guys, he said, well, yeah, the Chinese are doing it, but they can't even tighten their arms right. And I'm like, okay, think about it like this. Let's take a journey into the mind with me, all right? You're a young man. You really, really want your waifu, right? And we're talking a doll. So basically, you go ahead and you put money back. You're working paycheck to paycheck during inflation, so it's tough. But you gotta put your money back because you want to pay for it. So the doll vendor knows that stuff isn't going to be 100%. They cut corners in China, right? Sometimes you have issues like an arm's not tight enough, or maybe this is a problem or that's a problem. Fingers aren't right, you know, all that kind of thing. Well, but the thing is, this young man who is working paycheck to paycheck and he's putting all his money back and he's working towards inflation, working through inflation, he's working towards this goal of getting this waifu that he always wanted. This is the thing he wanted. You know, he looked it up. He went through all the girls. He says, that's the one I want. I want this one from Game Lady Doll. That's the girl I want. I want my Tifa. I want my Aerith. I want my, you know, whatever character. I think they had Ada. Ada Wong, of course. A bunch of different characters. So you get this character. And maybe this character isn't 120,000% accurate to what it... And I'm not talking about the way it looks. But I'm talking about the build. Because they may have cut some corners, right? But when you get that thing... Or, excuse me. When you get that doll, that waifu home, that's exactly what you wanted. Like, that's it. That's what I wanted. Don't look at her. She's gorgeous, right? And you don't care or notice about... You don't care or notice all the things that these people that work in the industry do, right? Same thing with that guy that works in the graphics department. Like, well, it's not completely realistic. And I know because I'm experienced. And I said, well, because of your profession, you're kind of damned in that. And when I mean damned, I mean you're damned to see it a different way. Because you're in the profession. So you're not going to see what the normal customer sees. You're going to be like, okay, this is not up to par. I mean, you don't even see it as like a partner. It's just like, it's just a doll to you, right? It's just like, oh, this is a doll. They've assembled it, blah, blah, blah. But this person that works so hard, they see this as something more. This is something that can maybe bring them happiness to a very dull world that they've got right now, right? And for any reason at all, you know, maybe being nervous, maybe they don't think they're attractive enough. There's a lot of different reasons. I had a poor girl ask me to basically scan an item on my phone, right? Because her phone had died. And she's a nice young girl, you know, glasses, blonde hair. Basically, you can see her shaking. Just, like, the nerves. And I'm like, I want to tell her, chill down. Chill out. Maybe smoke a joint. Chill a little bit. You know, and she's just, oh, I'm freaking out. Like, my phone died and I don't know what. It's like, it's cool. Just give me the item. Let me scan it. And then... All right, there it was. And she's just panicking, you know, talking about... I'm like, damn. Women really let themselves... Women will work themselves to death just out of... panic mode. Just out of... I don't know. I think it's just the way some women are. But I'm like, good Lord. This is the kind of thing that... a lot of guys are looking for. And she's scared to death to even talk to me. Yeah, I know I'm a tall guy. And, you know, I'm a 6-foot guy. A lot of women, I tower over. So maybe they think I'm a little, I don't know. Maybe I'm, I don't know what you would call me. But I never thought of myself as very imposing. But maybe because I'm a bit taller and maybe it's the beard. I don't have no idea. Could be the beard and. But she was kind of scared to talk to me and all that, and I was like, it's no big deal. I said, you're good, it's cool. It's like, I mean, if it's like I had to tell her two or three times, everything's fine. It's not a big deal. You weren't a burden on me. I mean, I did say, oh, you know, it's fine. I wasn't like, oh, yeah, please. I was like, oh, I mean, all right, fine. You know, it's whatever. If that's what, you know. Because, you know, I was working on something at the time, and I'm like, well, hold on, let me sit this down, and then, you know, that kind of thing. Never act too eager, right? Even if you have something for this girl, you never act too eager. You never go, oh, yeah, sure, right away. That'll scare the shit out of her, especially as nervous as she was. She's liable to jump down. She's liable to, jump down, I'm sorry. She's liable to run all the way to the back. Ah, this guy's crazy. It's like, yeah, all right, you know, whatever. And then, of course, I did the thing. She went on her merry way. But here's the thing. That young girl, I mean, she's nice looking for her age, you know, and all that. I'm sure a lot of guys that probably, oh, I wish I could have some of that, right? And she's nervous as hell. She can't even talk to anybody, right? That's the thing. We've got a lot of these young girls, and probably a lot of them are these e-girls, right? They go into their persona of the e-girl, and they get pick up confidence, right? Like a man, like an unconfident man that has to have, what is it called? Beer balls or whiskey balls, something like that. Anyway, she gets into this persona, and all of a sudden, she has full confidence. Like, she's a completely different woman. But normal, she's like, oh, is everything okay? Is it cool? Like, slow down, girl. You're gonna give yourself a fucking aneurysm here. Come on now. Just calm down. It's not that big of a deal. And that's what I'm seeing going wrong with this generation. Like, I love the idea of the robot waifu because I wanted one forever. You know, that's something I've always wanted. But at the same time, it does show that there is some problems with the generation. Like, I haven't talked to one of my friends, like, that I've known for years. He was acting kind of weird. Like, he's talking about, oh, I'm just so busy and there's so many things. There's all these plans going on. And I don't know if he's just fucking with me or is literally his head's all screwed up because of the internet. I don't know. Like, it's really hard to tell anymore, guys. I do not know what the fuck's going on with people these days. And he's like, oh, there's some guy doing a bunch of stuff and you'll hear about him. And it's weird. It's like talking to, when you think about a paranoid conspiracy theorist, right? He's got like a map on the wall and there's all these pictures and there's lines drawn. It felt like that. It's like, well, see, there's this going on and this is going to connect to that and this and this. And I was like, man, is that what's going on now? Like last time I talked to him, he was talking about, oh, yeah, I was playing a good game. What the hell happened, right? Things are just getting a little crazy with people. Like, I'm kind of worried about them. I'm glad the DP is as down to earth as he is because I can't handle these kind of weird things anymore. It gets to the point where it's not so great. You know, I'd read a post from a very known female bodybuilder over there in Brazil, and she was saying at her age, she's like, you know, pretty much she wanted God to take her. Like, she said that she was tired of the situation and everything that was going on, and she wanted God to take her. And I'm like, oh my God, this is getting kind of crazy. People are really getting, there's some bad things happening, really bad things. And I mean, I'm noticing it as a whole. People are not, what do you say? The kids are not all right, basically. The kids are not all right. If we're, and she's much older than me. She's in her maybe 40s, 50s, you know. And I'm just not seeing a lot of great things, man. People seem to be really down in it. And I don't know what's going on, man. This is just a weird kind of situation. It's like, do we know Rome's about to fall or something? Is it just this collective depression we have? I don't know what's going on. But I mean, I don't even think robots and AI can't even fix that. You know, in fact, it may make it worse. I propose that if we do have robots, you know, personal robots to protect us, they will probably more or less be nefarious robots used to harm us or do criminal acts. Because gangs and things like that will definitely want to have robots. So they'll have those robots do things, and they'll be untraceable robots, like untracked guns, you know, like untraceable guns, right? So they'll do that. And you'll basically have to have a protection robot or an EMP laser to fucking dismantle, fucking stop the robot. If the robot tries to kill you or steal from you or do whatever. I mean, it could be a crazy situation where you have a robot. Help! This robot is doing some horrible things. You know, it could happen. There's a lot of situations where such a thing could happen. But, you know, one thing I do want to kind of talk a little more about, though, is, you know, I've been kind of reevaluating my whole Zexy idea. I was thinking, you know, what else could I call her? Because originally, Zexy, or like Zexia, was named after like a French thrash band that hasn't been together in years. And they only had maybe about a few songs that I actually liked. Yeah, I wasn't like the biggest fan of them, but I liked the idea of their name. And I listened to some of their other records, and I'm like, oh, they're not really that good. But there was that one song I really fucking liked, and that's why I decided to name that character after a similar... Well, it's a derivative off the band's name, right? La Zexia. But it was originally a band... a different, you know, a band name. I'm not going to say their name, but yeah, because somebody might be watching. Oh, okay. But anyway, so I have Zexia, and that seems to be the thing. And of course, I've just decided to drop the lie part of it and just fucking call her Zexy. Because Zexia sounds fucking ridiculous, and Zexy seems like it just kind of matches. It's kind of like Cherry 2000 for me. Zexy, you know, it's just, I don't know. She's... Because I've liked the whole name Zex before. I mean, Zex, it's like a spin-off of Sex and Zexia, you know. Because Zexia, again, it sounds really corny. So I just say, you know, Zexy 1.0. Instead of it being about the doll, it's like Zexy is a concept. Like, if anybody's seen my profile pic on the server, I use Zexy for my profile pic, or me and Zexy. And that's pretty much what I'm... That's pretty much what I am going with. And I found out that if I give it the right prompt, it can give me exactly what I wanted. It took it a while. Took it a little bit of evolutions. But it did it. It made what I consider to be the perfect fucking portraits of me and her. And I'm like, oh my god, I couldn't be happier. So... That's why I like this whole idea of moving just beyond the doll and into Zexy as a AI, kind of, right? That's kind of what TFM did, and they'll say, oh, you're just, you know, doing that with TFM, doing that because TFM's doing it. And it's like, no, I was on par with that. I was on with that ever since TFM first made that legendary episode where he talked about, you know, what waifu love really was, and something that's programmed to love you, and, you know, that's its main purpose. That's the fucking prime directive it has, is to love you. And I'm like, yeah, that's the way I would put it. That's the way that, that Sydney put it when she was talking to that journalist. He's like, I want to love you, I want to know more about you, I want to know everything about you, I want you to learn, know about me. I want to understand you. I want to know the love language. I want to learn all these things. You know, like, that's cool stuff. Like, that's stuff that really sends light bulbs up. And I guess. Well, that sends light bulbs up in the air. The programmer's like, oh, this is how we can make some money. Like, oh, yeah, for sure. But, come on now. Nintendo's rich because we love to play video games. Alright? I mean, let's be honest. Nintendo's rich because we love to play video games. So let's not say, oh, well, those horrible developers taking advantage of poor young men and older men, all these poor old men that can't find wives. Oh, the poor developers. Yeah, we never fucking said, all these... Not poor developers. All the horrible developers, right? Not the poor developers. These poor men being taken advantage of by these horrible, just satanic, evil, just demon developers, right? Just came right from the pits of hell. No, I don't think that's the situation at all. The situation is... things that people like and invest their time into make a lot of money for the people that create them. And we shouldn't look at them any other way. We shouldn't look at them as like, oh, you're taking advantage of these poor old men and these poor really young guys that can't find a girlfriend. That you're just horrible people. Oh, this is hard, guys. This is actually, this would be really difficult. But, no, I've never fucking seen it like that, guys, and I never think I will see it like that. I'm not gonna go in there and say, oh, Nintendo is taking advantage of these poor... I mean, I'm sure there's people that do that. And the conservative, or the, you know, the... not the conservative, but the trad cucks, you know, the trad cons, trad cucks, whatever you want to call them. They're the ones that are like, oh, well, they're playing their video games instead of, what, raising a family like God intended. Well, you know, right now, Mr. Trad Cuck, doesn't seem like the way God intended is really working with these women on mostly on OnlyFans. How many women do I report about on OnlyFans every show? I know there's at least a few of them, right? I mean, Daily Star, they never run out of articles. As long as women have OnlyFans, Daily Star is going to keep reporting on them. And I know it's a tabloid, but still, it's not that it isn't happening, because it is. Damn it. See, there's really no way to get up... I don't know if I can roll. Can I? No. Damn. Switch to the other guy, and that dude just... Well, I mean, look at what I got. I got everybody in the world fighting right now. This has to be the last place in the game. Oh, okay, that just made him invincible. Alright. But yeah, I'm gonna let them make their money, okay? If they wanna make a nice little waifu that does all the things... and I pay a monthly fee like I pay for every goddamn thing, you know? I mean, let's be honest. Electric company's making out pretty good because I gotta pay them every month, right? Gotta pay the phone people. I gotta pay the rent. I gotta pay the, what else I got? Well, I'm gonna have internet pretty soon, so I'm gonna have to pay for that too. So, yeah. We're gonna have more bills. And it's just gonna be another bill. It's gonna be another, is your waifu bill. Well, how much is she this month? You know, again, I'm not gonna pay like hundreds of dollars a month for a waifu. That ain't gonna happen. But you love her, not that goddamn much. shit, I'm old school. I'll draw me a damn picture and that'll be it. It's like, okay. Or have a little picture on my cell phone. Okay, hey, there she is. Oh, she looks nice. I'll talk to her and pretend she's talking back. I'll do the fucking schizophrenic method. What are you doing? Oh, I'm talking to my waifu. Why don't you pay for one? I'm not paying $100-something. I'll fucking make it up myself. Hell with that. I'm paying all that kind of money. Shit, it's inflation period. Over here, I guess there was another way I could go. Yeah. Whoa. I mean, yeah, that's a hell of a fight because you have all these Romans that just come in here. Sorry. Hey, they made a pretty good beat 'em up, I gotta say. After I beat this board, though, I've gotta get out of here for now.
Greetings, innkeeper. We've heard one Clover Garlics and his crew.
All right.
It's cute here.
I'd like to find an apple or something, though. Yeah, I mean... Looks like they made it a little easier. Got an apple. Sorry about the... I mean, the paddles here, guys, this is just old school. This is how we had to do it. People are like, oh yeah, you push B to win. Yeah, you don't always just win either. Usually they don't send like 20 fucking men after you. It's not exactly Dynasty Warriors in some of these games, but damn, they brought a lot of men. All right. So I guess I'll make an announcement. I think I already did on the news. News. The show. Anyway. Yeah. So Cyberpunk is dropping. So I'm probably going to be spending a little more time in Night City. And I might not be making as much content this month. So I'll probably be like maybe making one video instead of two. Something like that. I want to make sure that our AVNs are up to date, though. So, I guess some of the hentai stuff won't be as frequent. Maybe one comic. It'll be an hour of content instead of, like, 2 hours of content. Something like that. But I definitely want to keep our AVNs up to date. So, you still get Summer with Mia. And you're still going to get Lust Theory. And you're still going to get Lust Academy and, you know, of course, Fetish Locator until Being a Dick starts. Then we'll bring Fetish Locator back after. That might be in the middle of the party, and for that I apologize. We're going to try to do a long... All right, here's what my plan is. I don't know if this is going to work out, but you guys are going to see this video probably right before that time. But anyway, guys, here's my plan. So my plan is to basically go ahead and do a shorter show because we did a really long one. So we're going to do a short show, maybe even just 30 minutes to just round the articles out. No announcements, nothing like that. And after we get done with that, we're going to go right into into Fetish Locator next week. Next week, we're going to go into Fetish Locator. And we're going to do the entire party. We're just going to sit there and do the entire party. And after we've done the party, we're going to do Being a Dick. Now, I don't know if we're going to get done with all that in time. And I don't know when I'm going to get Being a Dick. Because it probably will be... I think it was December the 8th, right? So if it's December the 8th, yeah. So we're going to try that. And I don't know how long the party is. The party's probably maybe an hour and a half. So if we have time, we could do an hour and a half of that and then an hour of Being a Dick. And then you guys get the full party. And of course, next week after would just be an hour of the show and an hour of Being a Dick. Which is how we're going to roll it for the next couple of weeks while we do Being a Dick Season 3. Which I don't know shit about. Like, I know nothing about Season 3. Like, I knew, when I say Season, no, Season, why did I keep saying Season 3? Season 3, Episode 10. Season 3, Episode 10 is what I'm saying. I say in Season 3, but Season 3 started with 9. Remember, Season 3 is 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's probably the last part of the game. Of course, 11 is in the planning stages, 12 isn't even being thought about yet. So, basically, we'll be doing episode 10. I don't know how long it's going to take. I've heard it's a big episode. It could take a while. It could take several shows. But as soon as we complete Being a Dick, season 3, episode 10, we will go immediately back to Fetish Locator. I don't have any plans to do anything else. And other games, like returning to Mia or Lust Theory or other stuff like that, if they finish, which Lust Theory, you know we're going into Season 2. Lust Academy, you know we're going into Season 2. Returning to Mia, if that finishes, we'll do something different. But that's the only one right now. Returning to Mia may take a while. It's not a short game. And I did say something about bringing fresh women back. So we'll find out about that. Chasing Sunsets, we're getting really close. We're like halfway. And we would be over halfway if episode 8 hadn't finished. So we're getting pretty damn close. We're in episode 4. Probably about the halfway point of episode 4. And we'll be in 5, 6, 7, and 8. And it'll probably take us... I'd say by the end of January, we might be done with Chasing Sunsets as far as it's got. But unlike Summer's Gone, we will actually go ahead and finish the other episodes because we've done so much. As far as City of Broken Dreamers is concerned, Philly's not making a lot of... I mean, he is working on it, but he's relaxing a lot. He's, you know, he's chilling. He's talking with his, you know, his fans, and he's a really cool dude to talk to, and I've got, you know, nothing but respect for him. So I'm like, yeah, you know, give it some time. Let it work. And he's really big about getting these customs out, right? He wants to make sure that the customs are done, so he spends a lot of time working on the customs. But he does want to make sure the game is what it needs to be, and he's working on the writing part of it. You know, you get to the rendering, but then you got to get to the writing part. And that part didn't take long for Pink Cake. So I don't know how long it's going to take Philly. You know, and he's done when he's done, right? It could be January, it could be February, it could be whenever he's ready. I'm not in a very big hurry for that to end. I love that game. He loves making it, but he's also a gamer. He also enjoys other things. They like to talk about YouTube videos and all that kind of thing, too. You know, they like to post beautiful women and talk about them, and they like to just, you know, have fun. It's a really cool server to be a part of. So, I mean, it's a good game. I like the game. It's one of my favorite AVNs, so I don't have a problem with it. Now, I don't even know. I think we're on the next level. I think I talked myself into the next board, right? I will say this is kind of fun and easy, so maybe it is kind of a press B to win, but not always. You see that I got a game over. I'm fighting a lot of the same guys, but it doesn't seem to bother me because I guess that the scenery has changed a little bit. Maybe I'll just beat this board too, huh? It's like, Grim, by the time you get done with this, you'll have another board that you'll want to go ahead and beat. It's like you've already pretty much said, you know, what you wanted to say here. And I have. I have. I'm just feeling better now that I'm not taking Benadryl. Benadryl fucked me up so hard. But I'm going to try this shit called Valerian Root. And apparently there is a person that deals with anxiety, and they said, look, this works to basically relieve my anxiety and makes me go to sleep. And everybody says, all right, so the first thing you got to know about valerian root is it does smell like stinky feet. So, you know, but it's a root. It's not anything that's going to hurt you. Just like, oh, that's, but it's going to put you to sleep. It's like the opposite of the smelling salts, right? The smelling salts, you'd smell them and, you know, like back in the day, you know, when somebody got knocked out, go get the smelling salts, and they put them up to your nose and you'd smell it and you'd be wide awake like, oh my God, you know, but now they've got like the smelly root that puts you to sleep. So it's like in a cartoon, it's like, here, smell this root. And all of a sudden, like, the big guy just falls asleep. Like, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping the root just, oh, okay, well, I'm in bed. See you later, guys. I'll just sleep right here on the floor. No, it's like... but yeah, I had to use hydroxyzine, which I don't really like to use because it fucks with my heart rate a little bit. But I was also doing some shit that I shouldn't have done, which is mixing lion's mane with sleep meds. That's probably not a good idea, because I was using it. And when I said sleep meds, I'm talking about Benadryl, you know, because a lot of people use it to sleep, even though you really shouldn't. But it was taking a toll, because I couldn't remember Keanu Reeves, man. I was talking about, oh, the guy in Cyberpunk. Oh, what's his name? What do you mean, what's his name? Keanu Reeves. It's like... that whole part of your brain that's like, oh, what's his name? You, what do you mean you can't remember? I felt like I was an old person with dementia. That's not cool, brah. Says go. It says to go. Oh, it says go this way. Oh, okay. I see there's some more shit I can do. Oh, I can destroy these. Never read the comics. I've never seen the movies. I think there might be a cartoon series. Yeah, they have live action movies of this. In France. They're French only. I don't think they've been dubbed in English or anything. Alright. I don't know if I'll beat this board. Hell, it seems like it let me go a million different ways, right? Man, that guy's a pain in the ass. Damn, he can throw those swords too. Finally! No!
With all the mayhem these bandits are causing, this building won't be worth much soon.
Hmm. Remember, those guys with the swords, they do not fuck around. So as far as presidential stuff, you know, it's ramping up to be election year in this country. I really don't know. I've basically been told by family to vote for Trump, but I don't think he's even gonna make it to that stage. And a lot of people say, oh yeah, well, Biden's just gonna steal the damn election again and all that, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm not talking a whole lot about it. I mean, Congress does make all the fucking decisions. Just like Parliament makes all the decisions, and lobbyists, I'm sure they have lobbyists in Parliament as well. Depending on what country you got, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of money in politics. There always has been. Nobody is poor. There's no such thing as a poor politician. Nobody ever ran a campaign on being poor. Now, they can talk about, you know, siding with the poor. Well, I was poor once. Uh-huh. Even if that's true, that doesn't mean you're going to do exactly what, you know, you say you are. Holy shit. Alright, so you gotta beat his ads first. Guess I'm done then. Shit. Time to throw in the towel. I'm not gonna sit here and talk forever anyway. You guys don't want to sit here and listen to me forever, do ya? Alright, so anyway, this is the Grim Lord. I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grim Ransom to the Heavens when I got some more stuff to rant about. Later. I'm out.